Good morning, everybody, and welcome everyone to our telephone conference on EVN results for the first three quarters of this financial year. We have seen continuing disruptions on the European energy markets in the first three quarters. High production volumes of renewable energy challenge the industry by its volatile supply and make further grid investments necessary. At the same time, power prices decrease and other production forms are driven out of the market. We think that the structural adjustments of the market design will be necessary in order to stabilize the industry and to keep security of supply. Despite the difficult circumstances on our energy markets, the operating result was nearly at last year's level. The group net profit is 34.8% below the previous year's level. This is mainly driven by one-off effects in the financial results. One of those is the negative earnings effect from Verbund shares held by WEEV Beteiligungs GmbH, which rose from 22.5 million euros at the end of March to 29.4 million euros due to a further decline in the share price of Verbund. The other effects derive from EconGas and the sale of Devo and were also reported last quarter. You may find the summary in the appendix of this presentation. As previously announced, we expect that group net profit for the current financial year will be around 40% below the previous year. In May, EVN was assigned as reserve capacity of 785 megawatt for southeastern Germany for the next three winter half years, which provides us with additional upside. The annual price adjustments by the regulatory bodies in Southeast Europe led to a reduction in the electricity prices for end customers by an average of 3% in Macedonia and an average of 4.2% in Bulgaria. As there were no equivalent changes in the procurement prices, we will further work to improve efficiency and will also revise investment plans. As of the 1st of August, the regulatory authorities in Bulgaria also introduced a new mechanism to cover the additional costs due to the renewable energy production, which will be neutral for EVN in the future. As already reported in the past, EVN is further pursuing existing claims in arbitration for this proceeding. In the environment segment, we still face headwind in our projects in Moscow. While we have met all our contractual obligations, the Moscow city government has delayed the commercial startup of the sodium hypochlorite production plant. At the same time, the construction permit for the waste incineration plant is still pending. The credit agencies Moody's and Standard & Poor's confirmed that we on EVN. We hold a rating of A3 for Moody's and a BBB+ from Standard & Poor's, both with stable outlook. Now let's turn to group results in more details. In the reporting period, EVN total revenue was down by 2.3%. Revenue from energy business was slightly above the previous year. The price increase in Macedonia last year and higher heating revenue in Austria had a positive effect. This was partly offset by the pass-on of lower additional costs for renewable electricity through price reductions in Austria and lower sales volumes of marketed natural gas. In addition, the comparable prior year figure also included revenue from first facility, which was sold in summer 2012. In the environmental service business, revenue decreased due to an incomparably lower volume of final invoices this year. Operating expenses decreased by 2.1%. Other operating income increased due to the higher level of inventories caused by customer project in the network infrastructure Austria segment that had not been invoiced. Procurement costs for energy increased due to a provision for impending losses on the sales of EVN's own production. Costs of material and service declined, which reflects a lower volume in the international project business. Personnel expenses decreased as an indirect effect from the sale of first facility and for further process and organizational optimization measures in Southeastern Europe. Other operating expenses rose due to the change in provision, chiefly attributable to additional costs of renewable electricity in Bulgaria. On balance, EBITDA is 3.2% below the last year. Depreciation and amortization were lower, mainly due to one-time impairments last year. EBIT increased slightly by 0.1% and totaled 238.8 million euros. When looking at these figures, please consider the IAS adjustments on the previous year's numbers. A short overview on that is given in the appendix of this presentation. The financial result fell to minus 21 million euros As already mentioned before, this development mainly reflects the effects recognized in the profit from at equity accounted investees. Following the development within the financial results group, net profit fell by 34.8% to 145.2 million euros. Investments increased by 1.2% to 187.2 million euros. For further details on investments by segment, please be referred to the appendix of this presentation. As mentioned before, financial results were minus 21 million euros. While income from other investees slightly increased, total interest and other financial results were below this previous year. The main factor for the lower financial results derives from the decline in the income from investments in equity accounted investees, which were already reported in previous quarters. From Econgas resulted a negative earning contribution of 20.4 million euros. The sale of 50% stake in the Albanian Devo hydropower plant project had a negative earning effect of 27.5 million euros. Furthermore, we had to record a further negative earnings contribution from WEEV, which holds the 3.7 million Verbund shares acquired in the capital increase in 2010. The impairment loss increased by 6.9 million euros to 29.4 million euros due to the significant and continuing decline in the share price of Verbund below the initial investments of 25.5 euros per share. I would like to go to the next slide, which shows the EBITDA development in the different segments. As already mentioned, EBITDA slightly decreased in the reporting period. The Network Infrastructure Austria segment delivered slightly higher earnings. The negative development in the generation segment was mainly due to lower wind conditions and the continuing decline in electricity market prices. The previous year, however, was positively affected by the power request from the German network agency. EBITDA of the energy trade and supply segment was declining mainly as a result of a drop in revenue and due to lower sales of marketed gas volumes and the price reduction in Lower Austria in 2012. This could be partly compensated by lower operating expenses. EBITDA and the energy supply Southeast Europe segment was positively affected by an increase in electricity production and the tariff adjustments in Macedonia in the past year. Higher procurement costs partly compensated this increase. I will now address the business development by segment. First of all, the generation segment. Electricity generation increased by 5.7%. The volume of electricity generated by renewable energy sources rose by 26.5%. This development was supported by good water flows in the reporting period and higher volumes of the in-river power plants and the start of operations of the Albanian hydropower plant Ashta. In contrast, production from thermal energy sources fell by 11.9% due to lower electricity generation from the gas-fired power plants following a decline in power requests from the German network agency. It is worth mentioning again that we assigned a reserve capacity of 785 megawatts for South Germany for the next three winter half years. For an update on our coal-fired power plant Duisburg-Walsum, we can report that the commissioning of the plant continued during the reporting period. After the examination of the turbines, which was caused as a damage occurred at two similar machines in Japan, Hitachi declared the equipment for stress tests and full load status under coal firing has already been reached. However, this will delay the commercial startup by at least 1 month in the first quarter of the next calendar business year. Despite higher generation volumes, segment revenues dropped by 10.3%. This is mainly due to the continuing decline in electricity market prices, the lower wind conditions, and the reduction in the operating value of thermal power plants due to the shortfall of free CO2 emission certificates. In total, EBITDA was down 25.5%. Depreciation and amortization fell by 44.8%, whereby the last year was influenced by an impairment charge of 17.7 million euros. Consequently, EBIT could be improved by 69.7% to 16.1 million euros. Financial results of the segment decreased due to the negative earnings effect from the sale of the Devo hydropower plant, which was already recognized in the last quarter. The next slide provides an overview of the development of the energy trade and supply business in Austria. Energy sales to end customers developed differently in the reporting period. Electricity sales volumes decreased, while natural gas and heat sales volumes to end customers could be improved due to lower temperatures. However, segment revenue was down 3.9%. This development can be attributed to three main factors. The decrease of end customer prices for electricity in the previous year to the lower additional cost of our renewable electricity, a decline of the sales of marketed gas volumes, and to the divestment of the subsidiary first facility in the previous year. Operating expenses decreased by 3.3, mainly to the decline in electricity sourcing costs due to lower transfer prices for renewable electricity. On the other hand, the reporting period and the comparable previous year period was negatively influenced by the increase of a provision for impending losses on the sale of EVN's own electricity production. All in all, EBITDA and EBIT fell by 11% and 11.3% respectively. As already mentioned, financial results were burdened by the negative earnings contribution by Econgas. And now I will move to a more stable segment, our network infrastructure Austria. Network distribution volumes show different performances. The network distribution volumes for electricity were slightly higher than in the previous year due to the colder weather. In contrast, gas distribution volumes fell, mainly due to a decline in the demand from industrial customers and a further reduction in the use of our own thermal power plants. Total segment revenues decreased by 2.5%. This decline resulted chiefly from a decrease in other revenues, which was due to a lower number of invoiced customer projects at the end of the reporting period. The electricity and gas grid revenues, however, roughly matched the previous year. Revenue from cable TV and telecommunication business increased slightly during the reporting period. Operating expenses fell by 6.8%. These developments led to an increase of EBITDA by 2.8% and EBIT rose by 4.3% to 113.8 million euros. We'll now move on to the results in the Southeastern Europe business segment. Electricity generation in Southeastern Europe could be improved due to a takeover of the operation of 7 small hydropower plants in Macedonia, which came back to our operatorship in January 2013. In addition, the full year operation of the new cogeneration plant in Plovdiv positively affected the volumes. The sales volumes development was driven by the very mild temperatures versus historically cold winter in the previous year. This led to a drop in electricity and heat sales volumes. The revenue, however, rose by 6.0%. The decline in sales volumes was more than offset by the price increase in Macedonia in the previous year and the full year operation of the cogeneration plant. Operating expenses increased by 5.4%, mainly due to the higher procurement costs, chiefly attributable to the additional costs related to renewable electricity and to higher other operating results. All in all, segment EBITDA increased by 11%, and EBIT even improved by 23.6% to 35.7 million euros. Now let's turn to the environmental segment. The revenue of this segment decreased by 23%. This development resulted mainly from the lower project invoicing in the international project business compared to last year. Consequently, operating expenses declined too, which led to a decline in EBITDA and EBIT of 22.6% and 43.8% respectively. The slightly higher financial result could not only partly compensate this development for profit before income fell by 29.2 to 25.7 million euros. EVN is currently implementing 12 international projects in the environmental service business. Several projects entered the final phase during the reporting period and operations started at Europe's largest wastewater purification plant in Warsaw, Poland. In addition, we set further activities to protect and improve drinking water supply in Lower Austria. About our issues in Moscow, we have already reported. Next slide shows the development of EVN's cash flow. The gross cash flow increased despite the decline in profit before income tax, mainly due to the high non-cash expenses from Econgas, WEVV and DEVIL, as well as the change in non-current provision. The increase in net cash flow from operating activities by 106.7 million euros reflected the lower year-on-year growth in working capital. The net cash flow from investing activities was mainly impacted by the purchase of short-term securities. The net cash flow from financing activities fell due to the dividend payment to EVN shareholders and the current share buyback program, as well as the scheduled repayment of loans and borrowings. On balance, the above-mentioned developments resulted in a positive cash flow of around 87.9 million euros for the reporting period, which supported an increase in cash and cash equivalents. due to the positive cash flow from operating activities and the lower investments, net debt decreased to 1.59 billion euros, which represents a gearing of 52.8%. This represents an improvement of 3.1 percentage points. EVN continues to report a strong balance sheet. The equity ratio is 43.4%. Now let's talk about the future challenges in the market. We have already reported during half year's presentation our strategy to cope with given market challenges. You are all aware about the current situation in the European energy markets, particularly in Germany, which naturally affects us here in Austria. But the diversification effects of our integrated business model helps to offset fluctuations between the different business segments, not least the provision of the 785 megawatt reserve capacity to South Germany shows that there's also opportunities for us. Our strength in the core markets is another important asset we count on. Lower Austria, which is our stable operational base, accounts for around 70% of our group EBITDA. This is a strong platform to roll out our expertise in energy efficient and environmental friendly technology. We know that the latest price decisions in our core markets in Southeastern Europe were not that positive for us, but since the beginning of our operations, we have proven ourselves as an important and reliant infrastructure partner who invested in the modernization and expansion of infrastructure. This fact and the significance of our services in the country should help to normalize the situation. The new mechanism to cover renewable production costs in Bulgaria can be seen as a first step into the right direction. In terms of increasing efficiency, our network business provides a good example and remains the industry benchmark in Austria. Another major point is that we provide security of energy supply and services, especially investments in the expansion of the electricity network are essential to the steady rise in renewable energy. On the production side, our own renewable capacity can benefit from guaranteed feed-in tariffs, especially wind power production in the home market Lower Austria. With the installation of our 100th wind turbine, the total wind power capacity of EVN will increase to 213 megawatts. However, our key strength remains the broad and diversified customer base, which is high loyalty, evidenced by low and stable churn rate, which helps us to build the business on a long-term basis. This was the summary of our results for the first 3 quarters. I'm now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question is from Mr. Thomas Neuhold of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, on the situation in Southeast Europe, can you give us an update on the current status of the arbitration proceedings? Secondly, the recent tariff cuts we have seen in Bulgaria and Macedonia, what impact on EBITDA can they have in the next year? Are you able to at least partly offset the tariff adjustments by cost reductions? And the second question is on the situation in Moscow. Can you please provide us more color what the difficulties are in Moscow and what your view is, how long it will take to resolve these issues? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. Let's address the first one. As you know, we filed our arbitration case against the Republic of Bulgaria. We are now in the status of selecting the quantum experts who is then able to do the work regarding what kind of damage EVN has seen with not fulfilling the tariff regulation, which was promised at the privatization. So this is the status there. Regarding your second question, yes, we are able to partly offset the damage coming from the new price adjustments. I just want to make the point here. You see that in the ongoing year, we profit from the price decision of last year and that we are therefore offsetting also setbacks from the Bulgarian situation partly for that. So from today's point of view, we would expect that we reach in the Southeast division a result which is comparable to the result of last year at the end of September. As you know, we have a couple of measures which we are setting over the years, especially the reduction of losses, also called stealing, is one of the main factors to improve the efficiency. The other forms are also reducing the other forms of operating expenses. Of course, the situation is tough there, but I think we can manage this. And to the third question regarding Moscow, we have two issues or two main issues there. Natrium hypochlorite facility is ready, is technically functioning, but the city has to acknowledge this because then the payments are starting. And on this level, the process stopped in 2013. And there is obviously a link to the big project regarding MSZ-1. This is the second waste incineration problem. As you might know, there is an election regarding the mayor taking place at the beginning of September. And we hope that after all these discussions during the last year with the changes of president and prime minister, the question is the mayor of Moscow staying? Is he able to form his own team? If he's reelected or if he's elected, then he has also the possibility to clear the table. And on this level, I think we will find a solution. As you know, we are working in Moscow with German subsidiary companies, which are backed up by the institutions of Germany. Also in Germany, election cycle is underway, so it will need some time that we get also the backing of the new German government in this question. The natrium hypochlorite stands in a chain of projects which are backed up by the German Republic. Therefore, a solution will be found.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And the next question is from Mr. Alberto Punti of SG. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. The first question is about the provision for Walsum. Can you tell us how much in million euros was the provision for Walsum in the 9-month results? And secondly, I think you said something about a potential agreement for settling the damages with this turbine provider, but I didn't catch it because the line was cracking. So if you could please repeat that. And also within Southeastern Europe division, if you could maybe give us an indication, a ballpark figure for the EBITDA between Bulgaria and Macedonia for the first 9 months. Thank you.
Okay, to the first question, so the total amount on the provision is now 107 million. Of course, it's always depending and reflecting how we see the prices over the midterm. As you know, this is not a simple task these days, but this is how we see the situation now. Regarding Walsum and the turbine, as you remember, we had a problem in the boiler. So we had a technical problem there, and after two trials, we made the decision to redo this part of the boiler together with Hitachi, who is the turnkey operator here. This process has been finished, so the technical problem of the boiler seems to be solved. So the power plant is working on full capacity there, but in the process of taking over the plant, we are very carefully. And what was new since the second quarter result is that suddenly Hitachi made the point that with the turbine they see a certain issue because two more or less comparable turbines in Japan had a problem, and they were not sure if this was a result of a technical question or was it a result of the Fukushima events? Therefore, they said, okay, we have to reflect this in our procedure of taking over the plant. There is the delay coming from, and then you can imagine that we also from our side are very, very careful in this process of taking over, because we want to make sure that everything is in line. Therefore, we would expect that the COD will be in the first quarter 2013-14, so in the fourth quarter of this year. Regarding the third question, as I mentioned, Bulgarian's results are partly offset this year to better results from Macedonia, and we have no split between the two segments published.
And the next question is from Mr. Robert Schramm-Fuchs of Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Well, hello, and thank you for taking my questions. I would like to know on the Bulgaria arbitration, could you give us a sense for timing, what is sort of the maximum amount of time that could pass before a resolution needs to be found? And then on an ongoing basis in Bulgaria, where does the current status of the legislation leave you in terms of sort of annual run rate in terms of potential losses compared to the previous situation? And do you feel that, what's your sense in terms of political environment? Do you feel that it's becoming more accommodative again? Do you sense that sort of the downside risks have been stopped? And then last question, just on the Walsum delay, given that it's now only a month, would you expect any compensation from Hitachi, or is it sort of going to be in just very nominal terms, a very low figure? Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. As you know, this is a public call and it's recorded, and therefore all comments on the arbitration court have to be clarified by our lawyers. Yeah? I just can tell you that in comparable cases, it takes 2 to 3 years to really sort an arbitration court out. What we have seen in our own history, because we had arbitrage cases, one in Bulgaria before, and the other one was the big case of Macedonia at the end, an out-of-court settlement could be found. But to found an out-of-court settlement, it is necessary that both sides realistically reflecting their legal position. And therefore, it's necessary that both sides get their legal advisors, and that work quantum experts are done so that the numbers are getting transparent. Therefore, I would answer the question with the comment that I think there is a logic to find an out-of-court settlement when both positions are really on the table. In the case of Bulgaria, the situation is complicated because, as you know, they had election in spring, and this election brought more or less a gridlock in the parliament with 120 to 120 members of parliament. Therefore, the government, as it is now, it is not very stable. I just follow the news, as you might follow the news. Yeah? There are demonstrations and there's some uncertainty how long the term of this parliament will go. Why is this important for us? Because, as I've said, you need on the other side a government who is then able to start discussions how the open issues can be settled. Therefore, I'm very cautious to give guidance here. So in the worst case, the arbitrage court has to do their decision after all the procedures they have to follow. In the best case, we will find an out-of-court settlement before that, which I think would be in the interest of both sides, and to move on in this direction. The second question regarding Macedonia, the accepted grid losses there is this 14%. This is unchanged. Of course, if you have if you follow the efficiency of grid companies, and you can imagine that regulatory authorities also want to decrease and give strong incentives to decrease the losses. But the track record we have shown in Bulgaria, and we are also on a good way in Macedonia, that we gain ground there in the way to increase the efficiency. And this is one of the major targets of the management of both grid companies these days. And regarding the Walsum case and the turbines, you know, there is a performance bond. We have not taken over the plant yet. There has been the reconstruction of the boiler done in a consensual way. So there are a lot of different things to have been sorted out, but there is not an agreement yet.
Okay, understood. Very helpful, Carla. Thanks very much.
And the next question is from Ms. Teresa Schinwald of Raiffeisen Central Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Two questions. First, regarding the WEEV held Verbund participation, maybe I didn't get it, but is it now market to market every quarter or simply impaired to the last lowest balance sheet date?
Yes, Ms. Schinwald, the sad thing is it's only on the downside on a quarterly basis.
Okay, got that one. And the other one is regarding your guidance, which seems a bit low looking at 9 months results and also the stable earnings outlook for Southeast Europe. Could you please elaborate a bit on that? Probably one issue, Ashta power plant?
No, you addressed the Ashta power plant. We see that the plant itself is well positioned, so we don't see their necessity to do anything. Still, you know, we have a lot of issues to sort out, and so we are quite comfortable with the guidance we gave. You know that we announced this already in advance to the first half year's result, and I think if you see all the topics which we have discussed already in the conference call, yeah, then I think we are quite off.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. We're waiting for further questions. So there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Yeah, thank you everyone for their participation and see you soon.